It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Deborah Adams is here, the Garfield County Fairgrounds Manager for the last 2.5 years. Almost continuous upgrades to the Garfield County Fairgrounds for the last 15 years, really. And in the last 2.5 years, a lot of additional construction and upgrades and that kind of thing that you've overseen. And really, the fairgrounds has turned into an event destination for a lot of different folks, not just for the traditional fairgrounds type events that you would expect, the horse shows and that kind of thing, but for corporate get-togethers and that sort of thing as well. So we'll be talking with Deborah a little bit today about some of those options that are available for local organizations, and not just huge events either, even for small family get-togethers and that kind of thing. Really kind of runs the gamut because the facility is so large, you can rent the whole thing or you can rent just one small area of the Garfield County Fairgrounds. So first of all, a little bit of background. You actually came from the Denver area, right? You managed the Jefferson County Fairgrounds for like 20 years?
I was the facilities coordinator, so my job there was to fill up the squares, do all the bookings, and make sure all the contracts were taken care of, and I did that for 20 years.
And then did Garfield County pursue you? Did you see the job listing over here on a website? Were you looking to move to the Western Slope, or how did that happen?
Actually, that was an interesting story, and there was a call for interest. Was I interested in pursuing the career here on the Western Slope? And so they didn't necessarily recruit me. However, they did ask if I was interested.
You were encouraged to apply.
I was.
I think I understand what you're saying. So you had a reputation, if you will, in the fairground, in the circle, the right circles.
In some fashion, I did. And it was great. I had been away for a couple of weeks from my desk and came in and found an email that said, "Are you interested in applying for this job?" And I hadn't considered it before. And I had never lived, since I was six, I'd never lived anywhere but the Denver suburbs. And I said, "Sure, I'm interested. Let's see where this goes."
So you probably remember the old organ grinder restaurant back in the, I don't know when they closed, but I know when I was a kid, I loved going to the organ grinder when we'd go to Denver.
Mom and Dad went to the organ grinder. I'm not sure I was ever able to go then, but I think it closed before Mom and Dad decided to bring the kids with.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
I know it. I've heard
much
about it.
You've certainly heard the name. I want to say it was not too far away from Lakeside, because that's where we'd always go watch the races at Lakeside, and then
right.
Before that, we'd go have lunch or something like that. Anyway, back to the fairgrounds and the facilities there. Sorry, if you listen to Connections, you know that I always get off topic with people. It's just kind of what I do. I guess let's start with the last 2.5 years. What changes have you seen in terms of the facilities at the fairgrounds since under your tenure?
Well, let me just take back a little bit. When I took the position, I did not know who my direct supervisor would be. They hadn't hired him yet, or officially. They were looking at someone, and they brought on Frank Coberly, and he was with Amazon. And I said, "Well, heck yes, I'll work for him." And that was one of the selling points for me. Frank and I, when we first met, he'd only been in Garfield County from Seattle for about 2 weeks. And he and I started kind of working our way through what do we do, and what are we going to fix, and what do we need help with? And we put together some lists of items that we felt needed upgrades. And we requested the money, and the commissioners funded almost all of our initial requests.
I bet that was an interesting conversation. You've got you, who's a Colorado native, even though you're in Denver. We won't hold that against you. but a Colorado native, so some experience and knowledge of Colorado and the culture in the state. Then you've got, you know, as you said, this gentleman who worked for Amazon. Certainly he's got business sense and kind of a different perspective, but is new to the area. I imagine that that was probably a great atmosphere for collaboration and coming up with new things.
Well, it was. And actually, Frank has history in not in the county so much, but in the state. Hmm. So he has history in Colorado Springs and Denver. So he has family here in Denver. And so it was interesting because he has seen some of the same things that I saw when I started working at the Jeffco Fairgrounds in Golden. It was a small area. It was a big fairgrounds, but big master plan was going into place. And the counties had not, Jefferson County hadn't started its big boom. So there were still some dirt roads around. There was still a lot of pasture land, a lot of horses, a lot of cattle. And in the 20 years I was there, it completely changed. Mm. And when I moved here, I started seeing some similar, not to the scale, but some similar types of trends. And when I first moved here, one of my first reactions was, wow, there's a vibration here. This place is going to explode. And seeing so many people move in from different parts of the country and different parts of the state this direction, I still feel that vibration. I feel that the fairgrounds has the opportunity to bring a lot of people together and bring a lot of new ideas, but we still want to maintain the culture that is Rifle and Garfield County.
It's interesting, in that 20-year period, I want to say neighboring Douglas County was the fastest growing county in the country. And of course, that's right next door to Jefferson County. So obviously Jefferson is going to be in there as well. Like you say, a lot of people moving to Garfield County, be it they're seeking a different way of life, a more rural atmosphere than they're used to. And again, it's not on the same scale, but still some similarities to what you saw in the Denver suburbs over your 20-year tenure with Jefferson County. Garfield County Fairgrounds kind of mirror that. 20 years ago, well, to this day, the same 1930s grandstands, I believe, which have been there since the beginning. I think the awning may not have been there from the beginning, but generally it's the same structure in the stands. Around 20 years ago, they noticed that the drainage wasn't great in the arena, and so they kind of put together a plan to fix that, which they implemented over several years. 20 years ago, we had this half-mile track, I think. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, that went all the way around the baseball field and where the human service offices are now. And kind of a move, you might say, on the fairgrounds property to make the most of the space that is there, because there's no room to expand, right?
Right. We're pretty landlocked. I keep saying we need to go vertical. I keep saying we need multi-level parking, but apparently that's not a great idea for horse trailers.
It would certainly make things interesting.
It would.
But I wonder how tall would you have to... I mean, horse trailers are taller than most passenger vehicles, certainly.
And as long as almost a whole train anymore.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Very, very large.
So you got to have room to turn around.
Right. Yeah, that would be different. Well, that is one of the things that we did last year, one of the projects that was completed. We brought in a north entrance to the fairgrounds right across from 12th Street.
Right.
So that north entrance services the larger trucks and trailers. They've got a 50-foot opening and their turn from the turn lane. It gives them just a better opportunity to turn in. And we do keep that closed most of the time because it's not necessary. However, when we have the high school rodeo, which is the first weekend in May, we'll have that open and we'll be using that. It also has been very instrumental. We did the Parade of Lights stages at the fairgrounds for the hometown holidays event. And this year, I recommended that they go out that opening instead of the main gate. It's just easier for the floats to make that turn, and it seems to have worked out very, very well.
And speaking of the main entrance, I talked about history. I want to say the ticket windows are still there that have been there from the very beginning. I don't think they actually use them anymore.
No, we don't. We've had all the brass polished and cleaned up. So,
that's awesome.
You know, about every 2 years we'll go through that process. It hadn't been done in a while, but that's an iconic piece of the city of Rifle, is that view and the marquee sign and the whole area.
You mentioned this transition from still dirt roads to actually paving roads and making upgrades like that. Again, parallels with the fairgrounds. Used to be a lot of dirt areas where you could park. You just kind of had to eyeball it and find a spot that was wide enough for the car. I want to say that in the last 2.5 years since you've been there, that is one of the projects that has, I would say, was started a long time ago and that you completed, is paving those areas, you know, right next to the arena there, the outdoor arena, because there is an indoor arena too that we'll talk about in a minute, and actual marked parking spaces and that kind of thing.
And actually, that I believe that was done primarily for fair parking. That is a major parking area for the fair.
Yeah.
And
normally it's not necessarily. Yeah.
Right. And it's not necessarily horse trailer parking. It's the parking spaces are the size for cars.
Right.
But, you know, we just work with, maybe you have to take 2 or even 3 parking spaces for the horse trailer. And there has been a lot of paved area. Now, when we brought in that entrance on the north end, we did keep that a dirt entrance. It's right next to the barns. It's in between two of the barns and the outdoor arena, and keeping it a dirt road through there just makes sense.
The barns and most of the buildings where people keep horses, particularly during fair, but actually year round, used to be on the west side of the fairgrounds property. So do you still have all of those outbuildings for livestock as well as the ones on the north end of the property?
We actually have a total of 5 barns, and each of the barns has 28 stalls. And so there's 2 on the north end, and then there's 3 on the west end. And they're very nice barns. They've got rubber pavers that go through them.
And those have been upgraded too.
Those, yeah. Yes. And that was existing when I came. Another one of the attractions for me was the barns and the rubber pavers. And the rubber paver path that goes around the asphalt for the horses to be able to walk on.
For those of you that aren't familiar, horseshoes and pavement usually don't go well together.
Right.
Think about taking your slippers outside right after it rained and then froze.
Right. Right.
If that makes sense.
And it's just better for the horse all the way around the pavers. And so
yeah. It's probably easier on the joints, I imagine. Too.
Yes.
Just,
and very,
just like
it's,
us.
It's very attractive as well.
We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk more with Deborah Adams about improvements at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. And maybe you're looking for a place to have an event of some kind. We'll talk about the facilities that are available to you when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Deborah Adams from the Garfield County Fairgrounds is here today. Again, for the last 2.5 years, she's been in charge at the fairgrounds. So if you scheduled an event or attended fairgrounds activity of any kind, you probably saw her, even if you wouldn't recognize her. Again, facilities at the fairgrounds for rental by members of the general public, all the way from small. What would you say the smallest, I hesitate to call it a venue, but what is the smallest thing that you rent on a regular basis at the fairgrounds?
That would be a 10x10 stall.
Okay.
And we do. We rent our stalls by the night. We rent them for events. We rent them for people passing through. We rent them by the month. And in fact, we, in the winter months, we have monthly rentals. We take those on 1st of October through about the 15th or 20th of April. And we have two barns that are full right now, and it works out really well for folks that don't want to keep their horses in pasture during that time. So that's probably the smallest venue, but we also have the North Hall, which attracts about, I'd say, 45 events a year on Saturdays only. So we also have Sundays, weekdays. That's a smaller venue. It's perfect for things like meetings, small gatherings.
And it does have a little kitchen in it as well, doesn't it?
It does. The kitchen is rented separately. The North Hall has been upgraded so that we've got the overhead projector in the ceiling and we've got a drop-down screen. We're kind of high-tech. You push a button and everything kind of works.
That's awesome.
And it is nice. That's great for a smaller group. And then we have the South Hall, which is actually a very, very highly used facility. That we have everything in there from animal yoga to large parties of 200, 250 people, and that would be quinceañeras and weddings. And that hall has been upgraded with the projector and the screen. If you wanted to have a larger meeting, it's also got some acoustical paneling, and we've upgraded the walls and put a beautiful tile wainscoting around it. It's just beautiful, a nice enhancement. That hall used to be 8 inches different from one corner to another on the floor. You could have a Pinewood Derby race there without even having to push your car. And that floor got re-poured, so it's flat now, and we've wrapped some of the beams and just really upgraded it. It's very nice facility. And then we also have the event hall. The event hall is another place that you could have parties. The perfect size in there is probably
80 to 100. Has a large commercial kitchen in the event hall, right?
Yes, yeah. And the commercial kitchen is attached. It's a separate rental. Now that kitchen has a separate entrance, and both the event hall kitchen and the North Hall kitchen are kitchens that are available for folks for incubator business, for commissaries. Oh. And this year we actually introduced rates that were more attractive for that kind of business. So we do have incubator business going on in our kitchens, people coming in and preparing food that they then sell at a different location. The health department is heavily involved in that just to make sure everything is safe.
I was going to say it's connected with Garfield County now because the state has kind of delegated that to the individual counties. So I would imagine the county would be involved with its own kitchen.
Yes.
And what goes on in there, you know, in the kitchen.
Very, very much so. We want to make sure that, you know, food safety is a huge issue.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's a lot of classes, and the Garfield County Health Department is completely on top of what goes on, and we cooperate with that.
And it's so interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that. What a great subtopic. You would think if it's a kitchen attached to some kind of event facility, it would be used for preparing something that was going on in that facility. But do you have many people that use those commercial kitchens for the incubator type home businesses?
We just...
Like the cottage food industry, I'm sorry, that's what it's called.
Right. We just introduced rates that make that more attractive. So yes, we have seen a large increase in and a big response to the newer rates.
And what are those rates? Can we mention those on the air? I assume so.
Well, we can. It just depends on what you're going to do. Okay. So there's a variety. The best thing to do would be to call the office. And okay, we do have some hourly rates, which we never had before. We have 6-hour rates. And we have people that are now preparing food in the kitchens. And we've got a list of people who are interested in doing that on a regular basis. And that helps them out.
So if it's even... And I'm, this is a bit of a stretch, but kind of for example, if you're trying to prepare a number of items for like a school event, you can rent by the hour one of those commercial kitchens at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. And it's just a little bit larger facility. It's a commercial facility. Sometimes, you know, the kitchen at home isn't quite big enough for what you really need to do in the time that you need to do it. And so that could be an option.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with the increase in mobile food trucks, there's also a requirement that they have a commissary kitchen. And so we have rates now that are attractive to the mobile food industry. Ah. And they can come in and they can rent the kitchen to prepare food, or they can rent the kitchen to dump their gray water and fill their tanks. And we have a pretty attractive rates for that.
So for those of us that enjoy something that in our house anyway we call Taco Truck Tuesday, that's kind of a little behind the scenes example of some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we don't necessarily know about.
Right, right.
So that I didn't know that they had to have a, what'd you call it, a commissary kitchen? So
yes.
Like a permanent facility where they actually do some of the prep work and stuff.
And
like
it does depend on the food truck, the mobile food business.
Interesting.
That whole subject is actually just getting bigger and bigger in the food safety industry. And we're just following the rules, but we have right. found that there are quite a few mobile food trucks that are in need of a place to even chop up food. There's requirements, which I'm not an expert on, so I won't go into that, but it's helpful to them. And I know that there are a couple of other commissary kitchens in one other one for sure, maybe two in Garfield County. And it's just about location. Mm. We're right here in Rifle, and it's a pretty central place, whether you're coming from Junction or whether you're coming from Parachute or even Carbondale. One of the people renting our kitchen right now is actually doing a business in Carbondale and comes once a week and prepares and bakes their goods and then is able to sell them in their location in Carbondale.
So if anyone is listening and has information about any of these rental rates, and again, I hear what you're saying. You're trying to make it a little bit more affordable for certain categories, if you will, so it's not an easy one-size-fits-all, which I appreciate, actually, because every right. situation is a little different. What is the phone number at the fairgrounds?
The phone number of our main office is 970-625-2514.
Okay, which has been the same since time and memoriam, since the beginning of time.
I'm sure it has.
It probably, before it was 625-2514, it was probably Rifle 2514 or, yeah, something similar.
Correct.
When the old switchboard was in the lobby of the Midland Hotel, I think.
Oh, my.
Anyway, again, fairgrounds facilities available for up to... Well, we talked about the event hall, which you can get a large number of people in. We talked about the South event hall under the grandstands, which you can get around 300 people, projectors, and that kind of thing. There's also the indoor arena, which typically is used for livestock-type events, but it is also available for rental. And we can talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Plus... there are some things that are permanently located at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. We should probably give them a nod, too. Back in just a minute to wrap things up. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Deborah Adams is the Fairgrounds Manager at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. 1001 Railroad Avenue in Rifle, kind of hard to miss if you're in Rifle at any time, or if you have been in Rifle at any time. Again, a lot of upgrades, particularly in the last 2.5 years since you've been here, Deborah, but really going back 15 or so years, Garfield County Commissioners have invested a lot in the fairgrounds and have upgraded facilities and that kind of thing. We talked about the North and the South Halls and the facilities that are available there for family or business get-togethers, just depending on the size and exactly what kind of facilities you need. But the in-ceiling projectors and the drop-down screens and all of that is available. And then, of course, the event hall, where you also have another commercial kitchen in addition to the one in the North Hall. So you sort of touched on this. You mentioned it a little bit. You were talking about a number of Saturday events at the fairgrounds. Of course, facilities at the fairgrounds are available for rent 7 days a week, right? As long as there's nothing else going on in whatever area you're looking to rent.
That's correct. And we would love to entertain businesses and invite businesses to come and take a look at our facilities four meetings. It's a great location for an offsite meeting, and I believe you'll find the prices right. And we would love to be able to accommodate more weekday business. The weekends, we're very, very busy. We have many weekends. We have most or all of our facilities in use. However, weekdays, we'd like to bring up the use of those halls especially.
Now, have you adjusted the rental fee for weekdays in order to encourage that?
We have, okay. And depending on which facility you're looking at and how long you need it, the rental rates are very attractive. We have two-hour rates, we have six-hour rates, and we have full-day rates. And again, I would encourage you to contact our office, 625-2514, and get information on that pricing. It's variable depending on what you're doing and which facility you're using.
Of course, it is a fairgrounds. It was built back in the 30s. I forget, was it 1930 maybe? For fairs and rodeos. And that is a good portion of what you rent the outdoor arena and the indoor arena for.
That's correct. It is a good portion, but it is not everything.
That's right.
We do have the chili cook-off that is put on by the chamber. That is hosted on our indoor arena floor.
Every October, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. And we also have the family fun night that is put on by Rocky Mountain Baptist Church. And that's the Halloween event. That is so much fun as well. And what we do, we roll the floor. We also have large weddings and quinceañeras in the indoor arena.
And by the way, what Deborah's talking about when she says they roll the floor, so you think it's a dirt floor in the indoor arena. So when you roll it, you're talking about the big roller like you would roll out asphalt or something like that. So it makes the floor very hard. So it's like walking on an indoor floor. So I would assume reduces the dust and makes it easier to walk on. So it's an even level surface as opposed to what you would consider for a normal dirt floor.
Correct. Right. And when we do roll the floor, we roll it for fair as well.
Right.
For people to be able to walk around the fair and see all the animals. And so there is a variety of things that we can do. Right now, we also have remote control cars that come and use our facilities, and we roll the floor for that as well.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of things that it can be used for. We have a lot of reserved ride times in the winter. A lot of people are using the facilities, everything from racehorses to roping horses to barrel practices to just exercising your own individual horse. And we have 4-H, Royalty, High School Rodeo using our facilities as well for training. So we can do quite a few things. If you have an idea, trade shows, we can do trade shows. We do have a trade show coming this year. It is the Colorado, and I can say this for a fact, it is the Colorado Predator Hunters and Trappers, I think I got that right, that will be putting on a trade show at the fairgrounds. And trade show business on that dirt floor, we roll it out and it's an ideal location for a trade show.
We've been to a number of those over the years. Of course, Encana used to have the what did Encana call their trade show that they did once a year?
The Energy Expo.
Thank you.
Yes.
They had their Energy Expo there for a number of years, and it's a great environment for that because it's large and open, and you can set up booths. And like you say, once you roll the floor, it's really not too dissimilar than a regular concrete floor. There was something else arena footing is something that you wanted to talk about for the indoor arena and the outdoor arena.
Right. When I first came, the footing was adequate. People would come and ride, both indoors and outdoors. But we did have some issues. And what we did is we hired a person who is an expert in the field of footing, and we had our footing tested. And once we had it tested, we could determine the amount of sand to clay to silt. And we were able to make adjustments. Now, those adjustments were upward of $25,000 last year that we put into the footing indoor and outdoor, in addition to roughing up the hard-packed base in the outdoor arena, which, without going into too much detail, it improved the footing to a place now where a person shouldn't be afraid to run hard and, say, a barrel race or slip around corners.
Really not too dissimilar than adding sand, if you will, to the garden to help things grow a little bit better, right? It just kind of changes the consistency of the dirt.
Correct. And it's easier on the horses all the way around. It's easier on when they run. And our footing right now, I can honestly say, is a very, very good footing. And it's excellent for many disciplines. Besides barrel racing, it's also going to be great for reining, and it's going to be excellent for the ropings that we have constantly. We have ropings, and we will be having a gal doing a bareback riding without a saddle that's going to be coming in. I guess it's jumping that she does without a saddle. Wow. She's going to have a show, and we do have a dressage school looking at us, and so this is a very versatile footing that we have right now. We can adjust it to just about anything.
Again, if your business or organization is looking for a place to have a meeting, that kind of thing, you've got facilities available for that. If, of course, we saw the summer rodeo series at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, not last summer, the summer before.
Correct.
It was fantastic to see a weekly rodeo at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, in addition to, of course, longstanding rodeos in Carbondale and Snowmass that have been going on for decades at this point. Again, some special rates, if you will, for weekday use of fairgrounds facilities. So if whatever you want to do is possible to do it on a weekday, you can get a bit of a deal there. Again, you can get all the details by calling 625-2514. And again, I think this is, like I say, I never thought of it, so it's new and different to me. being able to rent out those commercial kitchens on an hourly basis if you need them, the one in the North Hall as well as the, I think, quite a bit larger one in the event hall.
Correct.
Of course, I mentioned the extension office has a permanent home at the Garfield County Fairgrounds as well. So I'm sure you work with all of those folks at the extension office on a regular daily basis, probably.
We do. And actually, the CSU and 4-H programs are a large, large portion of the business and the use that we have at the fairgrounds.
So let me ask you, and by the way, you can also learn more about the fairgrounds on the county's website, garfield-county.com. There's some basic information there, including the phone number. I believe you can send an email as well if you have questions.
Yes, and you can look at our event calendar as well at that location.
Okay,
and
so you
the
can
event
do a little
pre-planning. Yes, yeah. the event calendar is something that we really strive to continue to have accurate and up-to-date information.
So let me ask you this regarding rentals at the fairgrounds. Is there any type of event that you have not either had a lot of or have not hosted at the Garfield County Fairgrounds that you would really like to see personally?
Boy, we'd sure love to see a few festivals, some kind of large event. We'd love to see some more motorsports at the fairgrounds.
They're
as
very
well.
Popular, aren't they?
Very popular, and we haven't had motorsports for a couple of years, other than at the fair, of course. We'd love to see some larger fairs and festivals at the fairgrounds. We've got the outdoor arena, and we've got a lot of. You can rent the whole facility. If you did that, then you could certainly do a variety of things, including having some of your own vendors. And we'd like to see more of that. We'd like to see more trade shows at the fairgrounds. We do have the flea market that's here now, and it's pretty. It's once a month. And we'd like to see more trade shows at the fairgrounds. We've got the big indoor arena dirt floor, and weekday trade shows would be great for industry-specific type of things. Another big change that we've made at the fairgrounds, and one that you'll notice right away, is the marquee that is the digital LED board and the marquee sign that is on Railroad Avenue. We replaced the red sign with the older lettering that said Garfield County Fairgrounds with a brand new sign and new branding, if you will, the Garfield County Fairgrounds and Events Center. And it's a fresh look. We also placed a large sign on the side of the indoor arena. So when you drive in, you will see the county logo and, again, Garfield County Fairgrounds and Events Center. And these are two huge, wonderful changes that have happened in the last 2.5 years.
To a great degree, honoring the past while continuing to look forward to the future.
Absolutely.
I know that sounds cliche, but that really is kind of what you're trying to do as the fairgrounds manager, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Yeah. We definitely want to hold on to that past, but we also want to move forward a little as well.
Again, the phone number at the Garfield County Fairgrounds is 625-2514. If you have any ideas, give Deborah a call and run it by her and see what happens.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you. Look forward to many more conversations in the future.
Great. Thank you very much for having me here.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.